proclamation number 6360 dated the September 20th, 1955. Social contributions. How often do humans rely on the fact that you will receive help? And how often is it possible for you to offer it in turn? For no one can rely on himself alone. Everyone needs the help of his fellow human beings. Just as everyone gets into situations to help another person. Yet people endeavor to achieve complete independence from their neighbors and also to rid themselves from giving help. They try to lawfully regulate what should be a voluntary service of help, and everyone tries to derive the greatest possible benefit for himself again from this regulation. What would be extremely highly valued for every individual person's soul as unselfish neighborly love is changed into an involuntary duty, and there is no benefit for the soul as long as all voluntary activity of love is excluded. According to a human estimation, all earthly hardship could be averted from people in this way. And this is no doubt also the intention of those who feel responsible for people's serious difficulties, since they cannot be concealed and burden the latter. And as long as unkindness prevails amongst humanity, even these endeavors are a blessing inasmuch as people will not perish in misery. Nevertheless, it cannot solve people's spiritually low level. For this requires activity of unselfish neighborly love. People have to be touched by other people's hardship to kindle the love in them. There is to be the kind of adversity amongst people that will stimulate a kind-hearted person into actions of love. Help can be rendered in every respect to a fellow human being through words of comfort, through caring sympathy, through active assistance. Yet human life, above all, relates to the overcoming of matter, the transformation of selfish love into selfless neighborly love. The human being should let go of what is desirable to himself in order to give it to a fellow human being who is in need of it. This is why wealth is unevenly distributed, precisely in order to motivate this will to give. Since a person can learn to overcome matter at the same time and thereby make the greatest gift to himself by detaching himself from material possessions in order to alleviate a fellow human being's hardship. Only what is voluntarily relinquished will reap a rich reward for a person, for only free will demonstrates love, whereas all other contributions a person has to make are entirely devoid of love. Indeed, they are more likely to harden a person's heart as he suppresses in himself the will to give in the belief of having done enough for other people's well-being. Yet no matter how much people try to ease economic poverty in this way, the human being will still be affected by hardship in other ways, on the one hand for his own benefit, but on the other hand in order to move a fellow human being's heart into providing help. In order to touch it, so that the spark of love ignites, so that love will not grow completely cold amongst people. And precisely those people with very hardened hearts are frequently affected by non-material problems, so that they have to take a different path if they are to be helped. Their pleasure of earthly possessions will be taken from them. What they did not want to give to alleviate other people's hardship, they will then no longer be able to enjoy themselves. Material belongings will now lose their value, and blessed is the person who deals with this in the right way, who now voluntarily relinquishes it in order to give it to needy fellow human beings. Blessed is the person who ultimately acquires his fellow human beings' love as a result of good deeds, which alone will follow him into eternity. Then his hardship will not have been unsuccessful for his soul. Amen.